The Irish Independent reports in its lead story that tough COVID-19 restrictions are likely to remain until some time in June. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, is quoted as saying that people should expect to be working from home full time for the next 3 or 4 months. The plan is to proceed very cautiously on the basis of the data in front of us for as long as it takes, he said. Bed down until June, says the Irish Daily Mail headline, over a report that Dr. Glynn signalled little change on the 5th of April. Ministers are split on easing the 5-kilometre travel restriction next month, according to the Irish Times. The paper says that public health chiefs have indicated that advice against non-essential overseas travel and for working from home will remain until the end of June. The Irish Examiner highlights the statement by the Health Service Executive that it will be a period of days before the AstraZeneca vaccine will be given to the public here. Now that the European Medicines Agency confirmed that this vaccine is not associated with an increase in the overall risk of blood clots in those who receive it, other European countries will start administering AstraZeneca from today, the paper says. The Northern Ireland Health Minister Robin Swan has moved to reassure the public following news of a delay in delivery of AstraZeneca, which is likely to affect supplies, the Irish News reports. He said that all adults in the north are still expected to be offered their first COVID vaccine by the end of July. The race meeting at Cheltenham provides the main story for two papers. The Irish Sun reports on Paul Dean, a canny punter as it calls him, who cashed out his €5 five-leg accumulator for €300,000 after the first four nags romped home. He breathed a sigh of relief when his last horse fell, the paper says. Wonder Woman is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline. That's the jockey Rachel Blackmore, who the paper says is just one race away from Cheltenham domination. She is tipped to become the first female rider to win the Gold Cup and the first woman to scoop the Cheltenham Top Jockey Award, says the Mirror. The Star, in its lead story, reports that Joe O'Reilly, who is serving a prison sentence for the murder of his wife Rachel Callaly in 2004, has adopted a vegan diet. In other stories, The Times reports that Mary McAleese, former president, has criticised Pope Francis as a populist who raises expectations only to dash them. This follows the publication on Monday of a Vatican document which sustained a ban on same-sex blessings. Mrs. McAleese described the document, approved by the Pope, as withering. As The Independent notes, she challenged Irish bishops to acknowledge that the language used was gratuitously cruel in the extreme.